Okay. Pasuk says, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Chof, L'mantichye v'yorashto sa'aretz. Rashi says, Rashi brings, the Makar of Rashi is a Sifri, it's Kemat verbatim. When it says, the parasha of Dayanim and everything, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoth, whatever, L'mantichye v'yorashto sa'aretz. There's a Seder Hadvarim, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoth, Leman Tichya, the result of that will be Tichya v'yarash desoret. Zok Rashi, Sifri, Kedai hu minui hadayonim haksherim, Kedai hu minui hadayonim haksherim, lahachya yises Yisrael ula yeshivan al admosam. It's Kedai, it's sufficient, it's bischar, kilu bischus, the minui of dayonim ksherim, to be mamechaye klal Yisrael ula yeshivan al admosam, to put them in, to give them Eretz Yisrael. So you see there's a something special. Now, there's a big Torah out there, and there's a lot of mitzvahs, right? And so the Chazal singled out, Minui Dayanim Ksheirim Lahachis Es Yisrael Yeshivan Al Admosam. Punkt. This Minui of Dayanim Ksheirim has this effect that it can cause that Machayis Yisrael Yeshivan Al Admosam. It's another diuk, and I saw others tell on it also. The Dikta Kaloshin. If it would have said, but Pashto is what it would mean. The fact that Klal Yisrael has a just system, right? That they have Dayanim Ksheirim paskening without Negiyas, paskening Gemes Lamita, paskening everything. So Bishar that, it's Kedai Ulachis Yisrael Yeshivim Al Admosam. So that you would just have to know why Dafka this thing is you get that. That's the Midah Kenegan Midah here. But the Loshon of Chazal is very interesting. Kedai Hu Minui Dayanim Ksheirim. His vice says that even if the Dayanim had not been done anything yet, for the minui of Dayanim Ksheirim, Kedai hu minui Dayanim Ksheirim lachis is Yisrael l'shivim al admosam. It means even the minui itself, the appointing of these Yerzeichel, it's Kedai, it has bekayach to be Mechaya Yisrael l'shivim al admosam, the minui of Dayanim Ksheirim. I have to know what's the, now even more, what's the godless of this minui exactly? What does it mean? That's one chazal. There's another chazal in Medrash Rabbah here. Parshas Aheya is Gimel. Zesh Omar Akosuv. Oyset Tzedaka U'Mishpat. The pasuk says the pasuk in Mishlei. Oyset Tzedaka U'Mishpat. Nivchar LaHashem Mizevach. Nivchar LaHashem is preferred by the Eibishter. Mizevach. Mizevach. If it would say Kizevach, it would mean it's equivalent to a carb. It's preferred by Hashem, Mizevach means it's more preferred. So Chazal shtel on that nekuda, and they say like this. I said, Tzedaka u'mishpat nivchar l'Hashem Mizevach, Kizevach ein ksivka. It doesn't say Kizevach, Elo Mizevach. Ketzav. What's the, in other words, it's more than a korban. How? So it gives a common afkaminis. Ketzad, ha korbanis lo yayu kreivim noyagais, the being makrif korbanis was only noyagela bifnei habayis. Avol tzedek and dinim, which is tzoko mishpat, is noyagais bifnei habayis, v'shaloi bifnei habayis. So that's a maila, that's a yitaron, that's an advantage of dayanim to korbanis. Dover acher hakarbonus ain mechaprim el l'shoigig v'atzdoka v'adinim mechaprim bein l'shoigig bein l'mezit. Dover acher number 3, hakarbonus ain noyagim el betachtoinim v'atzdoka v'adinim noyagim bein belyoinim bein betachtoinim. Dover acher number 4, hakarbonus ain noyagim el b'olam hazeh v'atzdoka v'adinim noyagim bein b'olam hazeh bein b'olam haba. What El Mabba means, they won't have aniyim, even though in El Mabba, some of them Farshan Medrus say, El Mabba doesn't mean it, but you'll still have, it'll be a world where you can still do a favor for somebody. You'll still have the idea of Tzedek and the idea of Mishpah will be there. Okay. So, good, Chosazi, 4 milas. But without discussing the milas even, what do you see over here? You see an idea that Tzedaka u'Mishpat is Mechaper, right? That's one of the milas. A carbon is only mechaper. A carbon is only mechaper b'shaygig, not b'mezit. So milan being mechaper. So A, what's the kapara of tzedaka u'mishpat? Number one, right? Number one, what's the kapara of tzedaka u'mishpat? And Chazal are telling you, not only does tzedaka u'mishpat affect a kapara, but it even is a stronger, is a more wide, a more all-encompassing kapara than karbanos even. Right. So here, Avada, you have to know what's the godless. What's the? We understand that it's important to have mishpat because otherwise the whole world would look like America, the Wild West, where someone's shooting everybody every other day, right? So you understand why you have to have mishpat yiman leman haseder atov. You have that. But more than anything else in the Torah, this affects a kapara. It's even more than karbanos. Even more than karbanis, minui dayanim is k'dayu lechlach yosem leshivan el Yisrael. Where's all this coming from? And the aside here is a davar pashut be'etzim that the aleph that is mukhach 100%. That the idea, the concept of mishpat by Klal Yisrael is not the same as what we are accustomed to—a judicial system like you have lahavdul elef havdolos by the goyim. And the Yisoid is one Musa. The idea of Tzedakah and Mishpat by a Yid is totally different. To be Masber together, we'll learn up a Ramban. The Pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, so it says like this. The pasuk says, "Loisakir upanim b'mishpat kekatan b'gadol tishmu and loisagura mipneish ki hamishpat leloikimhu ki hamishpat leloikimhu." Mishpat is attributed to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Zok the Ramban. He says this pasuk over here is analogous kitam a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim ki loila adam tishpatu ki lashem v'imochem b'davar mishpat loimar ki leloikim oisem mishpat ben yitzurav. Al kein borom lihi yois beinehem yeshe v'tzedek ulahatzil godol miyadoshkan nosar eschem bimkaimam v'im taguru v'tasu chomas hinei chatosim l'ashem. Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says, Dr. Ramban, that l'kiloi l'odom tishpetu ki l'ashem. When a person is being done, when it's being nidon, it's not the basar v'dom, the dayan who's being done him. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what the idea the Ramban is saying. That's what's said over here at the end of this pasuk of ki hamishpat lelekimhu. It's not the dayan being who's making the mishpat. It's the dayanim are bringing the Dvar Hashem. They're the mediums channeling the Dvar Hashem into this din Torah, but it's the Dvar Hashem. It's bringing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam halacha lemaisa into this world. That's what the aside of dayanim are. That's what the Ramban says. Lasis mishpat bein yitzurv ki al kein borom. And what the whole tachlis is, the loymar, what is it telling you? Lelekim, it's the Eibishter making mishpat bein yitzurv, because that's why he created them, that there should be tzedek and yosher between them, amongst them. Ulahatzil godol miyad oshkoi, and nosan eschem bimkoimoi. You dayonim, the dayonim are, he's explaining the pasuk. That the pasuk says, "Leisakiru panim b'mishpat." Why all of these azharas, you know, on Bezdin to act properly? Not just it's telling you how to act morally and ethically to do it. It says what you're doing over here is bringing Yadvar Hashem. You're my Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You are my emissaries. You are my shluchim to bring the Dvar Hashem to Klal Yisrael. So if you are my shluchim to bring the Dvar Hashem to Klal Yisrael, you have an obligation to bring my the Dvar Hashem. The Klal Yisrael kasher hu, and not affected by anything of your cheshbonos, anything of your netiyos, and anything else. What does the Torah say here? Net. That's what the whole thing is. V'im taguru, and if you have the chutzpah v'tasu chamas, hine chotosim l'ashem. Right? Ki mo'altem b'shlichusay. You were mo'el, you were pegeya, you were pegem, you're shlichus from the Rabbanim. You learn a Meir that you think. The Dayanim are nothing more, I mean Dayanim are Dayanim, but the Be'etzim, nothing more than Shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to do what? To bring the Dvar Hashem, Halacha L'maisa, into this world. It's a Dover Aruchni by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to take it and bring it L'maisa to people here. That's the aside of what it is. The din that they make is not their din Bechlal. The din that they make, it's they gave over the Eibishter's din. Memela, a din Torah is viewed as absolute emes. The din Torah, the din that they gave, is the Eibishter's din. That's all by a Yid. By a Goy, it's got nothing to do. It's not anybody else's. It's their din, subject to their seichel, right? Subject to their seichel. So it's mugbal. The din can be no better than the seichel of the person either enacting it or being done on it. Which is why the world looks like what the world looks like. Right? You could have, if it's totally on the seichel ha'adam, who's mugbal and full of chasroinus, so their mishpat can't be any better than that. Right? But then Torah the Taich is the mensch, it's not the mensch, it's Torah. It's your shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalom, bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. That's why, there's a couple of interesting zachen. That's why it's usher to go to a bezdin of a goyim, even though they pass him the same thing as Chal Yisrael. Right, that's a chazal. Rashi brings it. It's also to go to, even though you know that in this particular din the psak is going to be the same, so go to a Goyish HaKor. You don't go to a Goyish HaKor. Why? Because the Yid is mechuyev to do al pi advar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem is he's bringing the Dvar Hashem. He's a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's bringing the Dvar Hashem. You're going to a Goy. By a Goy, it's Seichel Adam Paskening. That's not a Yid. A Yid has no shaykhus to that. That's being. What does that mean? The underlying message, and this will be the beginning of the answer to the Shaila, is the underlying yesod of the Mishpat Lelekim is a hakara that everything in this world, even the physical aspects of this world, it's nothing more than a Dvar Hashem, it's nothing more, it's all the Rabbi Nishalons, and everything we do is totally on what the Rabbi Nishalons says. Right, that's Be'etzim, the bottom line of Yiddish Tzakum Mishpat. I found, it's Mevur Lahedya, this idea in a Zayar, not that I'm a Bucky in Zayar, but I happened to found this wrote down somewhere. Vashem la'olam yeshev, kainen lemishpat kisei. Kainen lemishpat kisei means the Eibishter has to fix up kilu, has to build, to fix up, to make sturdy his kisei, covered of the Eibishter. So it can't be taken literally. Chazal say, the desire says, man inu tikuna de istricha lekursi lekadosh baruch. What kind of a tikun does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's kisei covered need? Amar Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't mean that. Kainen lemishpat kisei. The bechol shata v'shata, every minute, every hour. The dayonim dain in dina. The dayonim are dan a din. Shchinta da kodesh baruch hu, the shchina of the Eibishter, which is what is alluded to. The hukursa yakri is alluded to by kisei akovet. Mistatakein hamon, tamon. The kisei akovet of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam goes there. Where is it being done? Hado dechsiv kainen lemishpat kisei. Su Amar Rabbi Yosi. Furthermore, Rabbi Yosi says, "Tochazi, come see, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shavi kisei de kursaya de dina b'shaita de daina yasvin uman iu kursaya and what are the legs of this chair of kisei mishpat elu tzedek u'mishpat tzedek." Interesting thing. This is not for now. But I would have thought Mishpat is Shuras Hadin and Tzedek is Tzidkis, right? Tzedek is more. The Zohar says Tzedek Dina Mishpat Rachmi. Okay, that's parenthetically, that's something that's not like what we would have thought. It has a husband, but it's not for now. Hadol desif tzedek u'mishpat mechayin kisecho. Dr. Zoyar uman did doyin dino. And somebody who is dan, a dayan who's dan the din, boy lemeidan bekursaya de malka. He has to be dan the din of the kisei hakovet of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's being dan the din of the Eibishter. V'ipogim chad minayu. And if somebody is not dan the din of the Eibishter, and there's chas v'sholem pogim in it, ke'ilu pogim lekursei the kidding. It's like you're pogim in the kisei hakovet. And then if chas v'sholem that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu istalik mi binayu, mi b'aynedayna v'loi kaim. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, I want no part of this, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam packs up. So you see clearly that the message of the Zohar is that when a dayan is being done, he's not being done his own din. When a dayan is being done, he's bringing the Dvar Hashem. He's bringing, he's the medium to bring the Dvar Hashem into seemingly din Torah about a pruta. They come and the dayan is paskening, potter chayev, whatever it is. Dozok the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says over here. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has what to say. Chol tzad v'shal. Every step that a person takes, that's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Pasuk later on in this parasha says l'sikach sheichad. Rashi says that's the, what is it? Rashi says that you don't take sheichad even lishpat mishpat tzedek. Even if you're going to be done a mishpat tzedek, you can't take sheichad. The Gemara in Ksubas daf kufhei, it's mavur. Once being done on this but then this is my sense of before Shigamar. It's before in the two. Let's say there's a din Torah. There's two that this right. There's two in a din Torah. There's a tayin and a nitin. Each one gives the dayan the same amount of sheichet. Is it asr or mutar? It's asr. Before Shigamar that it's asr. First of Gemara that it's also lechayra. What do we learn in our simple minds? Well, because if I took $100 from this guy, so then I'm going to be noita to this guy in the din Torah, right? If I took $100 from that guy, I'm going to be noita for that guy in the din Torah. Okay, if I took $100 from him and $100 from him, so then we're back to square one. So now we're even again. So now I can be now I can be objective. You know, I got my $200. I can laugh all the way to the bank and be objective. Everything's great, right? It's awesome. Why is it also? So there's a Lashon HaTaisis, not talking about this, but there's a Lashon HaTaisis, Ksubis Pehei Amid Veiz, V'Habasar Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. There was a Melitza, a Lashon of Taisis. The Lashon of Taisis, the Lashon of Taisis is Kol Dayan, the Mekabel Agra, Lav Dayan Hu. Kol, and this is the aside. Kol Dayan, the Mekabel Agra, Lav Dayan Hu. What does that mean? A dayan is bringing the Dvar Hashem. If you're bringing the Dvar Hashem net, and you are not involved as a party over here, right? So then you're bringing the Dvar Hashem. That's good. If you take from both of them, the second you took money from somebody, right? So you're right. So now you have equal netiyas to both of them. So now, okay, so now what do I want? If you're taking money to do it, then you're a Manda Omar over here. If you're a Manda Omar, it's no longer the Dvar Hashem. That's the lashon. A dayan is bringing the din of the rabbi. Dayan is the transporter of the din of the rabbi shalom to this world. That's what a dayan is. The second you're taking money from somebody, dayan the notal agra lav dayan. You're not doing the rabbi shalom's work anymore. You're working for these two guys now. It ceases to be the thing. It's no different than a goyish bezdin at that point. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? First of all, we can begin to approach why. How is it tshuva? Well, the shailas that we ask. How is it tshuva? How is it tshuva? How is it? How I mean kapara? I mean, how is it? And then furthermore, how is it that minui dayonim ksheirim is mekayimin kdayu lekayim eschem loyshivan od muslim? What effectively is a din of bezdin doing? Like we said. You take the Dvar Hashem, there's a Torah. Torah is Kedusha, in itself the Torah. You're taking the Torah and making it, and the Lamaisa of the Torah, right? Every Shaila and everything you're doing, Torah is Alpi, the Torah, you're affecting the world. The Torah is everything. What does that mean? Asfasemes Nusach would be, you're Megala, the Rotzen Hashem, and the Kveit Shemayim that's in all of the Bria. Everything is here. Form nothing more than a vehicle of Rotzen Hashem. You are Rivi, it's Nister. That's why the Olam is called Olam, not Lashon of Helam, it's not seen. Right? This is Megala it, by bringing it into this world, every physical aspect of the world is governed by, is a chelik of the Ruchnius of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that you're supposed to find the Ruchnius in every single prat. And that's what you're here for. Lishna Achrina, it's a total hisbatlus of this world to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Right, that every aspect, even the most physical, people have done about a pruta, that's also a Rabbi Nishlan. You gotta go here. What does the good Lord have to say about this? That's what you're doing when you go to a din Torah. Vozok the Rabbi Nishlan. So everything is the Rabbi Nishlan. That's a hisbatlus to the Rabbi Nishlan. That's the yesod of what attains a kapara. The whole concept of karbonus even is a similar concept. Right? You burn the carbon, the it's been kaimcha. There's no me here. Everything is the Ratzon Hashem. The independent me messed up. Right? So I have gone reset, I'm misbatel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam totally. That's exactly what Bezdin is. That's exactly what the dinim of Bezdin are. Bringing everything into this world means there's no aspect of the physical existence that isn't governed by and exists for Kveit Shemayim. Right? That's Ein Lecha Kapara Gedolah Mizeh. That's the Medrash of Kapara. That's also the Medrash Dayu Leshiva Malad Lachyaisam and Leshiva Malad Mosum. The matara da lachay, first of all, two things. Lachayosam is the source of life. What are you here for? Right? What are you here for? Right? A ben Adam who's given the kayach, the ruach memalala, the kayach of dibur and the kayach of seichel, isn't there, it isn't to be an upgraded baltaiva over animals. Right? That's not the tachlis abriya, for the person to be an upgraded, who has more options available to be an upgraded animal. Right? The person was given the kaychas of havanam, the kaychas of a pnibius, of a neshama, right, for a tachlis. Well, you're here, what are you here for? As much as we sometimes don't think of that, but we are here to be marbek for Shemayim. Every person in his own matzav, his own kaychas, his own circumstances, is here to be marbek for Shemayim. That's what you're here for. That's what you're here for. That's the if a, what's minui adayonim, even minui, what do you call it? When somebody comes, we'll take now this emphasis on minui adayonim. What does it show when you're coming to be mamana on yourself, dayonim? It shows I recognize that I'm here for nothing more than to do what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, aka Megala the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Marbek Vayit Shemayim. That's all I'm here for. The minui of dayanim expresses the desire to be, and the realization that I'm here and I have to live in the world of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the minui of dayanim expresses. Kedaihu minui hadayanim ksheirim. Right, Avad, it's only if you're a mamana dayanim ksheirim. If you're a mamana not dayanim ksheirim, then it shows the exact opposite. Which derech agav, there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that if you're a mamana dayanim that are not ksheirim is kilu bana asherah. Avodah Zarah. Why is it Avodah Zarah? Because the hepech agomor. What are you showing when you're mekabelit, when you want dayanim ksheirim? I'm showing everything here is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I want to have the Dvar Hashem in every step of the way, that whatever we're doing is the Dvar Hashem. And if I want dayanim she'enam ksheirim, what does that mean? I want to do what I want to do, and I want to have dayanim who will enable me to do what I want to do. And there's no... And meaning, what are you saying? That everything that's going on over here, you're Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you stay over there. There was a guy, there was a psayid in shul, a gvir in a certain shul, that the Rav saw him, Yom Kippur, davening with Grace of Kavanas. Big Kavanas, so the... uncharacteristic big kavanas. He goes, Yankel, tell me something. Where were you davening with all these kavanas over here? He says, Rabbi, I'll tell you. I have a multi-million-dollar business deal going down tomorrow, and I was mispallel to Rabbeinu Shalom, he shouldn't mix it. He shouldn't mix it. Okay, that's dayanim she'enam ksheirim. That's the idea. It's my world. I want it to be done. Leave the Dvar Hashem out. It should work the way I want to do it. That's the memana dayanim she'enam ksheirim. You're saying the Rabbeinu Shel Olam hot nish tzatan with my geschäft over here. It has nothing to do with my stuff over here. That's kilu bana sheir. The memana dayanim ksheirim. Dayanim ksheirim. You're showing that everything here is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We cannot move left or right any step without the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the meaning of dayanim sheirim. That's lachiyosa. Loshivan al admosam is the same thing. The kinyan of Eretz Yisrael is not a kinyan like other medinas, like other countries. There's a sipurna in Parshas Bahar. It says ki li kol haoretz. So it's interesting. The pasuk says v'ara shemaim shemaim l'ashem v'oretz nosam l'bnei adam. Zok the sipurna haoretz nosam l'bnei adam goes on every place in the world except Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is still the Shemaim, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's backyard still. Right? It's still HaShemaim, Shemaim, L'Hashem. So the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael is Choluk Be'ikri V'Yisaydei from the Kinyan of any other place. The Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael is you're living by the Eibrishter, so the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael is the Hakorah that everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's how you have a schus to live in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's backyard. That's the taich. Kedaihu minui dayanim ksheirim lachyosam alayshivam aladmosam. And to keep them. And alayshivam aladmosam, the lashon of alayshivam means everybody can come as a tourist. Right? You can come in and come out for a couple of weeks. Alayshivam aladmosam, to have yeshiva kviyas over there. That's only, the kviyas is because of minui dayanim ksheirim, meaning a hisbatlus to Ratzon Hashem. That's what gives you a kinyan. That's what gives you a schus to live in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's backyard. Now, this whole Shaiftim v'Shaitrim business is a klal to all of Eretz Yisrael. It might apply to Chutz La'aretz also. It might be the same, not exactly the same as Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole sugya. It's a whole sugya. But there's another nekuda here which is much more hits home. Pasuk says Shaiftim v'Shaitrim, this they say all already. Shaiftim v'Shaitrim titen lecho b'chol sha'arecha. Titen b'chol sha'arecha, what's lecho? So all the Svarim say, goes back probably earlier even, but I found the Chido. What do they call it? I found the Chido. It's not the Tamach Chassidus of Shetel. what they call it, that there's a separate thing of each person on himself has to have shayfta v'shaytrim on himself. The Loshon Achido, the Chido brings b'shem, even more, the Friedrich, the Chido brings b'shem Reb Chaim Vital, and the Shiloh, in Nachal Kedumim, the Chidos, one of the Chidos Sforim and Chumash, the idea that a person has kama sha'orim, titen lecha b'chol, shayftim v'shaytrim, titen lecha b'chol sha'orecha, shar hara'ois, you have one shar that a person communicates, connects with the world. What's a shar? It's where you come in and out, right? Your connection to the world. A yid connects to the world in various ways. Shar hara'ois, shar ha'shema, hearing, shar ha'reyach, shar ha'dibur, shar ha'mishush, feeling. And a person has to make, he has to make himself a dayan, a proper dayan, al kol inyonov. He says, v'yifakeach inyonov. V'zeshekosav shayftim v'shaytrim titin l'cho loshen yochid. U'l'chol adam Yisrael diber. And that's what it says, b'chol sha'orecha, shekol adam yigdor geder b'chol sha'orov, k'goyin shelo yabit barayis, v'lo yishma dvorem asurim. The taitch is, Lufi, what we said till now, just like there's a klal yisrael, the thing of klal yisrael as a whole, to realize a hakara of klal yisrael as everything you're doing is l'shem, is l'shamayim, and that's the thing. It also applies to the person as an individual. The tachlis of a person is to be marbek for l'shamayim. A person has to make sure that he is a dayan kosher on himself. You also have sharecha. You have various things that have. Is your re'iyah b'seder? Is your shmiyah b'seder? Is your halicha b'seder? Is everything that you do b'seder? A person has to have shayftim v'shaytrim. What shayft? He has to have shayftim to be able to objectively be done. What does a shayft do? What did we learn? Shayft brings the dvar Hashem. It has to be. Is this what every person for himself the cheshbon? What does the Rabbeinu Shalala want from me? Right? Is this what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to see? Is this what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to hear? Is this what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to do? Then, if it's a dayanim amitiyim, you have a avtocha that you're niskayim, and you have a avtocha that you know what you're supposed to be. But that's all because based on the hakara that the tachlis of the bria of every individual is to do what the Ratzon Hashem, and you have to shut up. It's not stam that this parsha comes up every year at the beginning of El. Because that's the Yisoid, at the beginning of Elul, if you don't want to go into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur blind, right, it takes a hachana, there's a reason why there's an Elul, right, is to understand the first thing in any idea of tshuva or on any level has to start with what are you supposed to be, right? What are you supposed to be and where are you? Right? What are you supposed to do? Where are you and what are you supposed to do? Right? So this is the what are you supposed to be. Shayftim v'shaytrim teaches us, the whole parsha of Dayanus teaches us that Mishpat and Tzedek shows that the sight of the world, even the whole physical world, is governed ach v'rak by the Ratzon Hashem. Right? The individual, everything you do is to be marbek. It doesn't mean you don't eat, doesn't mean you don't sleep, doesn't mean you don't play ball, doesn't mean anything else, but everything in its within the bigger framework of and within the bigger tachlis of Ribuy of Kvayt Shemayim and doing the Ratzon Hashem. You have to be on guard. That's what we're supposed to be and be constantly on guard. Then, knowing that, and not just knowing, it's internalizing. Right? In Shmonesrei, the Seder HaDvarim is, you have Chayin and Das, right? And afterwards is Tshuva. Right? Afterwards is Tshuva. So the Taich is, because there's Lashon HaGemara, Imein Das, Havdol HaMinayim. The taitch is a person, with das means you can hear something on an intellectual level and you have it in your seichel. So, okay, yeah, I heard this, yeah, I realized that. Then that's chokhmah. The bina of it is to understand, therefore, what does that mean? Make it relevant. Take mevin dover, miteich dover, take that and make it relevant to you. What's that got to do with me? And you're not home yet. Then there's das. Das is chibur. Das is it, you internalize it, and it becomes, and it becomes an integral part of who you are. You have to das. You have to know who you are and what you're supposed to be before you can approach slachlan kichatanu. Before you can approach slicha, who you are and what you're supposed to be, that you can learn from the parasha of shayftim. We're here to do whatever you should do is within the context of being marbek for shemayim and doing the ratzon Hashem. Kineged that, you can shots up. Where are you klapi there? What do you have to do? But the tchilas avodah is that. Chops.